Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Well, good morning, everyone. Healing School. Like Gloria has said, Jesus always comes to Healing School. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. We worship you today. We praise you. We come before you this morning, our Heavenly Father, to bring glory to the name of Jesus, to bring honor, respect, and glory to the kingdom of God. And we bless you this morning. We thank you for providing our healing. Lord Jesus, thank you for being our healer, for going to the cross, for bearing our sins, sickness, diseases, weaknesses, pains, poverty, and all of the curse for us, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. Glory to God. And that we might receive what the Spirit promised through faith. And we stand on these words this morning. And as we approach the word of faith, as we approach the word of healing, we thank you that this house is filled with your glorious, miraculous power today. And we thank you that there's no time nor distance in the realm of the Spirit. And those that are watching today on BVOVN, those that are watching online, those that are watching by DVD, those that are listening by CD, any means, the same healing anointing is present on those discs. The same healing anointing. Thank you, Lord. When I said disc, I was referring to the DVD disc and the CD disc. And just when I said disc, the Lord said, I'm healing disc right now. That healing anointing is on your discs. Hallelujah. Low back problems are being healed right now. Glory to God. There's an intense concentration on L1, L2, L3, L4, and L5. Glory to God. Yes, praise God. And then the disc and vertebrae of the upper part of the spine. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and take you a new spine while you're at it. Yeah, glory. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Good friend of mine. Gary Wood is his name. He's in heaven now. When he was 18 years old, he was in a terrible, terrible car wreck, head on with a 18-wheel truck, and killed him. And he went. He was dead on arrival. But his sister, oh, I'm telling you, she was in the car with him, but she was all right. And she just wouldn't turn loose. She just wouldn't turn loose. And praise God, she just stayed in there. Glory to God. He was being escorted through heaven. And one of the things that impressed him so, and you can see why here in just a moment as I tell this story. He came into this place just filled with body parts. All kind, I mean, every kind of thing you could think of was in that room. And he asked his escort, he said, what is this? He said, this is the parts room. And he said, when our people need new body parts, and they call for them by faith, the angels deliver these. The parts room. I'm telling you, you can get a new heart. You can get a brand new, right, fresh, out of the box, new heart. New hearts are being distributed here this morning. Glory to God. New spines are being distributed here. New eardrums are being distributed here this morning. Glory to God. Praise God. New joints. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory be to Jesus. Now, in that wreck, his larynx was crushed. And he was in the emergency room. They had brought him in there and they said, "Well, he's dead." No, wait a minute, he's not dead. There's some life about this man. He's a singer. They said, but his larynx is crushed. Isn't that, he'll never have a voice again. His vocal cords are destroyed. And isn't that a terrible thing, this young man, a singer, and headed into the ministry and so forth. And he came around and he said, "Hallelujah." He still didn't have any vocal cords. He preached. He sang. Brought glory to the kingdom of God. Amen. Without vocal cords. And you absolutely couldn't tell it, but he had a booming voice. Isn't that wonderful? Glory to God. What is that? That's a sign and a wonder. And these are the days of signs and wonders. So what do signs and wonders do? A sign points you to something and a wonder makes you wonder. But now when you and I are in faith, we don't need to be getting off into wonderment. I wonder why. Now, wait a minute. You better put the brakes on before you start that. You wonder why what? Nothing. You know, I wonder why this is not working. Just flop that around. Just turn the tables on the devil and say, "Lord, I wonder why this is working so fast. Could you tell me why I'm just a miracle in action right now?" What are you doing? Praising him. But at the same time, you're calling things that be not as though they were and giving glory to the Lord. Praise God. And just leave the devil hanging on his own unbelief and fear. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This morning, let's go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 13. We want to major on this today, this marvelous verse of Scripture that should be on the hearts and minds of every believer. Jesus Christ, verse 8, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you remember the Scripture saying, with God, with Jesus, there is no shadow of turning, no variableness? He is not variable. Whatever he has said to one, it's the same answer to everybody. Amen? Now, that's referring, the shadow of turning is referring to the sundial. Because in those days, that was the timepiece. And you had one thing, this thing wouldn't keep time in the dark. That's a bit unhandy. Amen. So if you got a shadow on that thing at nighttime, it'd give you the wrong time. But you, with God, there's no, his shadow never moves. It's always the same. Absolutely no variableness. He doesn't vary from day to day, from time to time. So he is absolutely, completely, totally unchangeable. Isn't that wonderful to know that about him? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you for that. And his word never changes. His name never changes. Hallelujah. So, remembering that, say that. Jesus Christ, the same. Yesterday. Today. And forever. Today. Today. If he healed yesterday, he's the healer today. Now to say, yes, Jesus saves today. Oh, yes. But now you see, healing was for a different time. Well, now, whoa. If he doesn't heal today, then what right do I have to believe that he saves today? If he doesn't heal today, then I have no evidence that the Bible is true when it talks about his healing ministry. Let that soak in on you. Amen. How many of you know beyond a shadow of a doubt? You hear that? Beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are born again by the Spirit of God today. Hallelujah. How do you know? You learned it from the Bible. That's where you found out about it. And you believed it. And you spoke it with your mouth. And then you just know. Ooh, I just know. I'll tell you another way you know. You know we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. Amen. Things changed. The love of God was shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Who did that? Jesus, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same saving Jesus, the same healing Jesus. Oh, that's shouting ground. That is so good. Hallelujah. Now then, with this well placed in our hearts and minds that Jesus, the anointed one, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So you remember then, in fact, we dealt with it at length yesterday on the anointing. Jesus said, he preached. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach. When the Bible said he taught, he preached, and he healed. He's still teaching today. In fact, he's teaching in here this morning. Amen. The healing anointing is as strong on me, and maybe stronger than I've ever experienced it in my life. And hallelujah, glory to God. And he's preaching in here this morning, and I'll tell you something else, he's healing in here this morning. And it's going on right now. It's going on right now, glory to God. New lungs are being produced in here this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Someone has had a soreness inside one side of your nose, just so bad you could hardly touch it. But thank God, Jesus has just healed it, and it's healing well right now. In the name of Jesus, give the Lord praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, let's go in our Bibles to Matthew chapter 8. The same yesterday, and today. The same. He's the same today. In here right now, he's the same. Matthew chapter 8, verse 2. Behold, there came a leper and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. That settled it. That settled it for all men for all time. He will. Glory to God. It is his will. Now, faith begins where the will of God is known. When you're not sure about God's will about a certain thing, you can't have faith for that. Nobody, I don't care who you are, you cannot have faith beyond knowledge. You have to have knowledge. Knowledge of his will. Knowledge of his word. Knowledge of his motives and his ideas and his concepts. Amen. In order to have faith there. Well, I just don't know whether it's the will of God for me to be healed or not. And back in the very early days, I never did have the idea that God couldn't or wouldn't, or that healing had passed away. I just didn't have enough religion in me to believe that. And so I've always figured he's God. Amen. You telling me he can't do something? Well, he can't lie. But I'm talking about something good. Amen. If he ever did heal, it just made sense to me. And I had not heard the preaching from over on the other side. And it did not make sense to me that God made you sick so Jesus could heal you. That's borderline stupid, brother. But now, people that think that, they're not stupid people. They've had wrong information. They're indoctrinated. Really, a better word is brainwashed. So you need to get re-brainwashed and actually get your brain washed of all that doubt and unbelief. Amen. I just thought, you know, if he ever healed anybody, he's going to heal me. I mean, what you got against me? But if you've had years of religious indoctrination and it kind of starts, I don't know. Well, see, I don't know. I wonder if. There's no faith in that. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. So when you begin to hear the word on it, receive it. Just take it. Praise God. If it's for anybody, it's for you. If he did it for this leper, it's there for you. Praise God. I said it's there for you. Amen. See, he is the same yesterday, today, and
forever.
So we've not even touched forever yet. There's only a couple of thousand years between us and this leper. Now, this is not a myth. This happened on a day in time. Jesus touched that leper's physical body. Amen. So forever's got a long way to go, and that word will still be true. That word will still be true and be rejoiced over even after sickness and disease has been eradicated from the face of this planet. Glory to God. And the devil slung out into that lake of fire and is gone forever. We'll still be celebrating this leper. Only then we'll have the leper there to tell his side of the story. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah.
My name is Kim Reese, and I am from Kitty Koy, Texas. Before I met the Lord, I was into a lot of drugs, and I had quit drug use, but I was still just a horrible downward spiral, emotionally and physically. 1998, I met a friend and he introduced me to Kenneth Copeland through TV, and I started watching the program for a few months, and then I was born again with Kenneth and Gloria leading me in prayer. Immediately, after accepting the Lord, I had such a hunger and desire to learn everything I could. I would tape Kenneth Copeland broadcasts and listen to him over and over and over. I went to the doctor for my hip, okay, and they did a scan, and then the x-rays, and then they did one of the, I don't know what it's called, but just all those tests. And they referred me to a specialist to have a hip replacement. I called my doctor and I said, well, what exactly does the report say? Because I'm not going to this other doctor because I'm not going to have surgery and I'm not going to take all those pills. So just tell me exactly what does the report say? And she read the report verbatim from the radiology. And it said that I had this deteriorating something and all this major issues in the hip. And I thought, well, I don't receive that. So I didn't talk to them anymore. I went to the convention and had the most excruciating hip pain just out of nowhere. And I'd been dealing with it for months and months and months and months. It was just getting worse and worse. But it was pretty bad. It had gotten to the point where I couldn't even hardly get out of bed without tears. And I couldn't even hardly go up and down the stairs. But my favorite place to sit is up the stairs. So every day I would just, and people passing me by, and I'm thinking, I'm not taking the elevators. I'm here to receive my healing. I'm going to receive my healing. And I just kept confessing that my hip was healed. It was better. It was healed. It's getting better every day. And I was going to get the full manifestation of my healing. And I did. And all of a sudden one day I went to go up the stairs and I was like, wow, something's different. It doesn't hurt anymore. And so in August, I was like, I'm gonna go back to the doctor and just get a checkup. She goes, I don't know why you're here. You're not gonna listen to me anyway. And I said, well, that's probably true. And she said, well, let's run through some stuff. And so she asked me, well, how's this going? How's this going? How's your hip? And I said, my hip's healed. And she goes, well, what did you do? And I said, I prayed and went to the Believers Convention and I had hands laid on me and my hip's healed. And she goes, well, that's nice. And I said, so what's your pain level? I said, zero. My pain level is zero. And she said, well, that's not possible. And I said, well, it's my hip, and so I think it is possible. And she said, well, let me look at these reports. That just doesn't make any sense. And so she read the report, and she looked at the report, and she's just shaking her head, kind of confused. She looks at the report, she looks at me, she looks at the report, looks at me. And she said, well, this doesn't make any sense either. And I said, well, it doesn't make sense. She said, well, I know what your report said because I read it, and I read it to you, and I read it to a colleague. And I said, okay. And she goes, now, I said, well, what's wrong with it? And she said, it says that you have a pinched nerve. And she said, I don't understand what happened. And I said, I understand what happened. I said, the same God that healed my hip changed your report. I had a pinched nerve. The pinched nerve is gone, and we're fine. You know, I'm going to go ahead and just keep this hip.
What is the truth about God's healing? Is it for everyone? The Bible is clear. God's will has been, is now, and always will be for His people to be well. The Truth About Healing Package, two books by Gloria Copeland, will help you understand who you are in Christ and why that puts you in position to live healed and whole. Settle the issue once and for all that healing belongs to you in the book, God's Will is Your Healing. Sickness and disease have no right to stay in you. The mini book, Don't Buy the Lie, uncovers Satan's attempts to try to keep you from experiencing the health and freedom Jesus paid for you to have. Take hold of the revelation that God wants you well. Exercise your authority, knowing God's promises are for you. Make use of each of these resources to help you stand strong in the Word. When the world has no answer, you can turn to God's Word for truth. Request your free offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. These resources will help guide you in further understanding God's Word. go to kcm.org/TV special or call us 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Be sure to request your free offer today.
God wants you healed and whole. The very same Jesus who healed the leper 2,000 years ago has made His healing power available to you today. And when Jesus was on the cross, He took every consequence and payment of sin on Himself, and that includes sickness and death. He paid the full price of sin. 1 Peter 2:24 says, "Who Himself bore our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed." All of that is yours because He took those pains and the stripes and hung on the cross for us. We want to help you have a deeper understanding of the healing power of God. And we want to send you the Truth About Healing package, absolutely free. It includes God's Will for Your Healing book and Don't Buy the Lie mini book. We should probably just keep this one in our purse or in our briefcase or the car. Maybe you've struggled to receive healing. Maybe you have questions. We can find out what God's Word really says about His will for you to be healed if we just dig in a little bit. Because God's not just able to heal you, He's also willing to heal you. It is His will to heal you. And you can connect your faith when you know the promise that He's made you. So receive that today. Just call us or go online to request the free package and you'll hear what God says about it and you'll be able to take it by faith. Join us next week to learn more about the healing power of God. And until then, remember this: God loves you. Jesus loves you. He paid the price for you. He died on the cross for you. And He loves you, loves you, loves you. And I know I'm dragging this out, but I want you to remember this. His love is right there with you. His presence is there right now, convincing you of this. And I want you to remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Go to kcm.org to receive free faith-based teaching resources, such as a copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Request it on DVD, CD, or download it straight to your computer or mobile device. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. Believe God to bring new visions, His manifested power, and great change in your life.